Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I've always appreciated the way that he approaches the game and the physical tools that he has. And you're right, I think we're all waiting for shoes to start dropping in Buffalo here. And it is incredible, as I speak to you, we're 2 weeks from the NHL draft, and people are expecting fireworks, and people are expecting fireworks from the Vancouver Canucks. So, I mean, Alex Tuch is a proven goal scorer with size and a guy that has a little bit of an edge to his game as well. So, yeah, without a doubt, if there is a path, then I know that the Canucks have been linked to basically the entire top half of the Buffalo Sabres roster. If they're playing, let's make a deal with the Buffalo Sabres, absolutely. I think serve them well to be kicking tires and kicking them pretty heavily on a guy like Alex Tuch.
That is from the Sakaris and Price podcast in Vancouver. And they were talking Alex Tuch on their show yesterday. And he's now a trade idea around the league. Morning's Jeremy and Joe. Morning, Jeremy.
Morning.
It's a beautiful good? Day.
Am I loud and clear here from...
Yeah.
I don't have a fancy name for this place, like Studio Capaccio.
It'd just be Studio White.
Could be.
Studio...
I don't know. Something.
Studio Egg Salad? Studio...
Definitely not that.
Let's name Jeremy's studio. That's the game.
The Fear Bunker.
The Fear Bunker?
Yeah.
Just Gene Steratore's basement.
Oh, man, that's tough.
Review, what do they call the replay center?
The replay booth.
The replay
command
booth.
Center. The command center.
The yeah. command center. There you go. We can just run with that.
Well, good to be with you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here. And obviously, we've been talking a lot of, you know, drought stuff today. Has not been the most upbeat morning, maybe because of us talking a lot of hockey.
Right.
Panthers tonight, by the way, game six. You can listen to that right here on WGR. So they're talking about Tuch there. I liked Bulldog on this yesterday about Tuch and, like, if he wants out, it's different. It's different because of his background, and like, if that guy wants to leave, just turn the lights out. Because
yeah.
I don't know what, like, that's, it, I would take that even further to what Paul said yesterday, and, you know, they're talking about Tuch there in, like, Vancouver. It doesn't matter where he ends up. If he isn't around here for the long term, I don't know. I'm gonna feel like he's only the first domino to drop, and that's for the big guns more than even Paterka.
Okay, then Tuch stays. What's different?
What's different is
you have a one carve out for guys that have pictures of themselves at 9 years old in a goat head jersey, and is everything else the same? I got a carve out for one guy, and everybody else is still the same. I feel no different about it because he's supposed to be special. So yesterday, that clip there is from Sekeres and Price, are
yes.
their names? They're guys.
Yeah.
They do a podcast in Vancouver. And I just, you know, clipped that or whatever, took that clip and retweeted it, got a lot of responses to it. And I don't know if these guys have any sort of sources, Joe, or like reporting on this or anything like that. But the reason I kind of put it out there and put the quotes, he's available and expected to move or something, whatever the line was because that's definitely what the NHL thinks. The NHL thinks he's ready to move. My question to everybody would be this. What would you do if you were Alex Tuch? What would you do? Before you say, if he leaves, it's different, what would you do?
If I were Alex Tuch, I would want to go somewhere to try to win a Stanley Cup.
And would that mean that you didn't love the organization and grow up loving the organization and wish that things were different? I mean, a big response I got to that tweet, and a lot of the answers were, well, he would never do that. He won't do it. He's different. He's not Jack Eichel. He's not Sam Reinhart. He's not a guy that's eager and has no ties here. The blood with him is too thick, and he wouldn't do that. And I think he's got one career, and if he does that, I don't know if I want to take too much from it, just because guys leave their childhood teams, guys go play for rivals. It's just, it's a business. He might go play for another team and then in 15 years be back here in the front office. I mean, yeah. I think about Michael Pekka. Michael Pekka's departure from the Sabres was not friendly.
He sat out a year.
Yeah. And he's around town. I don't think he's an alumni. I don't know his relationship with the organization right now, but just there are players that want to stay that leave because of business. It's something that happens with the Sabres even before Pegula's ownership. So part of the Tuck conversation is, why should we really think it's any different other than the Sabres were able to kind of sell it as he did want to be here? How much did he really want to? He was traded for.
It would be funny if him being the face of guys that want to be here ends with he never really chose to be here. Because if he got traded here and then first opportunity to sign, which was years down the road, but at first opportunity to sign, he went elsewhere.
Yeah.
That would be, right? Like it is the reason why he would be different, or you could think he could be, would be, all right, this guy is more willing to put up with all of the frustration of losing because he's got an extra layer of meaning to the organization than anybody else would. But that's not for – I will also not assume that that is enough to get a guy to, at 30 next year, say, yeah, I'm going to spend the rest of my career here. When he's been close to the cup and has wanted to win the cup, my fear about it is more about what it would mean for the other guys. And like, well, if Alex isn't staying, and I'm Tage Thompson or I'm Rasmus Dahlin, like I'm gonna start thinking about what they're gonna think about that. Mm-hmm. And like, okay, if he's not staying and JJ's gone and like this thing's unraveling again, and maybe I need to get out too.
Well, how many guys control their destiny to do that? And yesterday, Paul said his opinion is if the Sabres kind of go poorly this year,
yeah,
and it goes poorly this year, then that's when Dahlin and Thompson start to make noise. I don't know. Tuck has a year. They could just play him for the year and treat him like James Cook on some level. Like, all right, if you're going to leave, you're going to leave. Maybe they'd want to pay him. Would overpaying, yeah. And that's another part of this, overpaying. Would he just get overpaid because the Sabres know they can't lose this battle? And again, like, I wonder how Tuck feels about it. Tuck might be a guy, again, from here who just, listens to conversations, talks to people. He's he's connected to the community and all that. If he's talking about it, isn't he feeling pressure to sign? I don't know if we should make it.
Yeah.
The organization should fold up shop if he leaves, because then how does he feel about that? There's a lot of pressure on a guy that doesn't really deserve that.
Right. It also, by the way, is worth pointing out that he's not even eligible to sign yet. It's possible he just does next month. Although I don't know that it sounds like it's heading that direction. It feels more and more like, if there are teams calling about him and there's a question about whether he wants to stay long term, maybe he wants to just see what they do. Right? Like, you got to convince me of the direction of this organization, because I'm going to want to win and I might prefer to do it here. But if I don't like what I see, then why am I going to commit 6 years to you, which is going to be almost the rest of my career, at least the rest of my prime, if I'm not convinced that you're heading in the right direction? And that could be as far down from who the GM is, and to what the moves they make this offseason are, and what his teammates think about how much longer they're going to be here. Because I don't even know if those guys would have conversations that honest, but if he knows that the other guys are starting to get fed up and that they might only be a couple of years from trying to hit the ejector seat, then why is he going to sign for six? That wouldn't make any sense.
All right. It'd be hard for anybody, I think, to, buy in to what they're going to be. That doesn't mean that they're definitely going to be bad for those 6 years. I mean, they could be better next year. It's just a matter of, a lot of athletes want to go to a winner. Put it this way. You can't simultaneously pat yourself on the back for why players want to come to the Bills and say, like, this is a destination, and then be shocked when even hometown guys want to leave to go somewhere that's a destination. Put yourself in the – who's an NFL player from Buffalo? I mean, Gronk was – okay.
Gronk was from here.
Gronk. Yeah. I'm thinking of another one where he has the opportunity okay, a player is from Boston and dreamed of playing for the Patriots or the New York and the Jets or Miami and the Dolphins, and they're a free agent. Like, I'm going to go play for the Bills because I want to win. And we would probably view that as like, well, obviously, yeah, of course you're going to do that. I mean, you might love that franchise over there. You might have grown up rooting for them. Patrick Kane turned down the Sabres, did he not?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had the opportunity to come here. He didn't. I don't know if he, whatever, his level of love for the franchise. I feel like talk is in a tough spot with it all. And I almost want to.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Agree with everything about like that. That's would look so bad for them. And the responses to that tweet, that clip there from that podcast in Vancouver, the responses were a lot of if he leaves, just kind of what you're saying, like forget it all. But if he leaves, they would remain. And the reality is also, it would only be folded up because PR looks bad. They've lost better players in worse circumstances.
They have.
They've lost Hall of Famers that didn't believe in the organization.
Yeah.
So
wouldn't it start to signal, though, the start of another, we have to light this thing on fire because these guys aren't gonna stick around a lot longer? Because that...
What does that even look like? Any different from what they are right now?
Well, right now, I at least have a few good players that... Is it not wrong to think they still are, like, two... I don't know, you'd give me the number. Is it two really good savvy moves away from being in the playoffs? Because what I'm worried about is like the whole thing is starting up again with kids and prospects and picks with a new GM, or maybe it's still Adams, I don't even know. But that the few guys that I can count on to be really good players are the ones that I'm going to lose. And that's where they were 5 years ago, right? It was they didn't have a great team. They didn't have an organization that made smart decisions. But what they did have were a couple of really good players that were at the center of it, that maybe you were always a couple of really good smart moves away and you just never did that. And then once they're gone, it's just like kind of ground zero. And I don't have any... I do have a fear that they'll be back at kind of a ground zero, you know, type of state of the organization where I'm back to, you know, this is really a future, though, to me, that is without just not Tuck, but Dahlin and Thompson and all of these guys hitting the ejector seat the way the last core did. Because if I get to that point, that's where I don't know if people can do it again. That would be another rebuild is what that would be.
Well, they did finish like 6-3-1 in their last 10 games to climb over Philly and Boston. Otherwise, they're probably, you know, close to last in the East. So again, like
you're saying, they're already there.
I just don't know what would be different. What would it look like? You trade Dahlin for what? You're not going to trade him for picks. That would never happen. What are you going to trade if you're even going to try and do all that and say like, oh, it's time for a complete rebuild? I mean, we used to make these jokes during the Bills drought. What are you rebuilding?
Mm-hmm.
What, this team finished 14th in the East. What are you tearing down?
Like, but aren't you? You're getting further away. You're not getting closer.
It's hard to be further away. You can trip up. Like they should accidentally finish in 12th.
Oh,
the
I know.
East, which by the way was a playoff spot last year, of course. Sorry.
11th in the East. 11th in the
East. No. It flipped over to the league setting. So
Okay.
12th in the East is the Islanders, which was not a playoff spot.
Right.
They fired their GM. You know.
Right.
I would love to know what does a rebuild look like? We knew what it used to look like. You didn't have any top end talent. And the pieces they sold way back when, I mean, that's Vanek and Pominville. Those guys are not Eichels and Reinhardts. They sold middle guys because they thought we don't have enough good players. The roster was a mess. Mm-hmm. Ryan Miller also. You know, like, I guess outside of the PR side of it, my question would be, why should we treat Alex Tuch like it's more than a free agent just deciding to leave when he's, you know, near 30? That happens to every team in the NHL. And we would be treating it like some sort of death knell just because he liked the franchise.
Right. Well, right. It would be more about, it would, you know, he is, this is a terrible comparison because he is not near this level of player in his sport, but it would feel like when LeBron left home. Right? Like, you, not that, that was more betrayal, but it was, I'm leaving home because I can't win a title here. And because I don't think this organization has it together. And you were right. He was right. But still, like, where did you leave the franchise? Where did he leave the franchise? Again, he's a superstar in his sport. Tuck is not that. But that's my fear, is that the couple of good players here will leave the franchise in a state of being further away than they even are now, which I don't think they were good last year. I don't think they were good the year before that. And I think they've made a lot of the wrong moves. But I do feel like they could be good this year. I think if they're everyone's talking about Adams wants to have this big offseason. All the insiders that have sources are like, oh, Adams wants to have a big offseason. He's letting everybody know. So see if he does that. But if they do that and they make a couple of moves, like, I could get to a spot where I believe by October that they could have a year, that they could push for a playoff spot make it. But if they lose Tuck and then lose another one of their stars on top of that, I'm not believing for a second they're going to come close. Not even close. Not even with a move around them. Like, it's just, you already are pretty thin on reliable, great players at the top, that if I'm going to start losing them one by one from here over the next couple of seasons, then I do think you could be further away than where you are in your with your build of your roster, at least.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no disputing that. Like, you could definitely be further away. You could finish in last. I don't even know what – I'm kind of struggling. What would a rebuild look like? How would it look any different? If anybody can actually tell me.
It would be refiring it up.
Dahlin is traded for what? Picks? It would never happen. They do it for players. They traded Mittelstadt for a player. They traded they traded for McLeod.
You'll trade him for, you know, the next Alex Tuch. You traded Eichel and you got a player back in that deal. You'll trade – you know, a guy like that, and you'll get a good player back that's not as good as the player you're trading away. That's what you'll do, right?
Right.
That's what it'll look like. And, I guess that's where I think this season... Paul's comment yesterday is really in my head for this season. That maybe this season is bigger. They all kind of blend together and all feel the same at the end. But if I want to avoid all of this, just having a good year could really push that off, at least, if not kind of kill it. And if they can do anything this year that is just not 70 points and you're out of it by February, then maybe all of this could go away. But I think that kind of puts the onus on this season being meaningful, like really meaningful, to what's the next couple of seasons look like after it. Because if they had a playoff season when, you know, Jack and right before COVID hits, if they had been a playoff team, then does it all fall apart? Maybe everybody gives it a little bit more time because they're just a little bit more willing. But no, there was no proof. There was no proof that that was coming. What they need is proof. And when I say they, I mean the players. They need proof that this thing could actually happen here before they hit the ejector seat. And I think the fans need it too, badly. Yeah. Obviously, if that needs to be said.
Right.
803-0550 is the phone number if you want in on this. Stanley Cup final tonight. I asked Owen and Josh this earlier. Are the Panthers a dynasty if they win tonight?
Were the Lightning.
Yes.
Because the Panthers are going for the same accomplishment the Lightning just did. Three straight finals and two wins, back-to-back. We have back-to-back dynasties?
They don't really... If I think of hockey dynasties, does anybody even mention the Lightning?
Well, if you don't mention the Lightning, why do you mention the Panthers?
All right.
I don't know. The Lightning... I went this far, too. The Lightning, in the series that they lost, took it to six games. The Panthers...
Colorado,
in the series
right?
Yeah, the Panthers in the series they lost it in five.
to Vegas.
Yeah.
That only went to five games against Vegas. That. Yeah, that might be right. Yeah, against Vegas, they lost in 4-1. Five. Okay, I guess that was a quicker series than I thought it was.
Better dynasty. No, I know.
Because they made it one more game.
That's right. They played one more game in the finals. The thing about the Panthers is I guess they have a bunch of questions to answer this offseason, but I don't think they're going to go away. I don't think they're even close to going away. I think you could ask if they are a dynasty. I think they will be one. They'll be back. They'll get the Patriots treatment to some degree, which is who cares if they finish in the standings. I think it'd be the 7th seed next year, and people would say, like, oh, look out. The Chiefs treatment. Doesn't matter what the regular season looks like. We know what they look like when they get to this part. And look out. Whoever gets them in the first round would be an underdog. They could be the 8th seed, and they'd be favored, you know?
Yeah.
I think the Panthers might start to get that treatment.
Yeah. I mean, they made the finals as an 8 seed 2 years ago.
Yeah.
803-0550 is the phone number if you've got a thought on our Sabres talk conversation. Also, the Red Sox trade this week, they didn't really get into it yesterday in the afternoon show, but I was thinking about trades you hated because of just the guy they traded even more than the move, because the Red Sox did that this week. So a little bit more on that coming up as well. It's the Stanley Cup Final tonight at 8 o'clock. You can listen to that game right here on WGR. It's Jeremy and Joe. Joe Yurden coming up at 9.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.